Crypto Vibes Podcast, your weekly recap of news of what's happening in the world of crypto, blockchain, and future web. We aggregate news throughout the week to provide a condensed version. It's definitely not all the news for the week, but what we do talk about, we cite on our website in our show notes at cryptopodcast.xyz. This is year 2023, week 9, episode 47, and we hope you've had a good week. I am your host, Neil Alonzo. And before we dive into everything, some disclosures. We're not financial advisors, wealth managers, lawyers, brokers, or CPAs. Nothing in this podcast should be construed as investment advice. And our thoughts for this week. I mean, we're kind of beat up this week, especially today. It's a rough one. The market's gone down quite a bit. There's a race to the bottom with zero-fee NFT marketplaces. It's interesting. The competition in this is, if you keep reducing fees, how is that a sustainable business model? And of course, most people go with the cliche, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. I mean, that's the common thing. But data is so immensely valuable in so many ways that you can do different things with it to generate revenue. But there is a podcast called Hashing It Out where they interview one of the founders of Blur, the NFT marketplace that's just coming up and crushing on OpenSea right now, primarily with this strategy of zero fees. In an excerpt from the interview, it's said the platform's future will be heavily influenced by its community, which has access to a treasury that holds 39% of the total Blur token supply. In a quote, it says the community can vote on treasury grants that can be used for the development features or various initiatives, he said, adding that they could also vote to allocate the treasuries towards a new economic design, which may include introducing platform fees at some point in the future in order to generate additional revenue. So it's the Blur token that's going to go up in value. So in a sense, the NFT marketplace is not meant to generate revenue. It's a lead generation engine. It's a marketing engine. It's the value creation engine for the Blur token. If that's the case, I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that are give and take like that. And crypto is not the only industry that does things like that, where they create a substantial amount of value in one area to drive revenue in another. At some point in time, it's something that many companies have done before. They really find out where their true revenue is created. So they'll offer free services in a number of ways to generate revenue where their core operating gross is made. But it just goes to show you, free airdrops, free NFTs with new launches of things, they're free for a reason. And it's primarily to bring you in, to eventually bring you to their core revenue model. But it's not like it's something usurious, hopefully, in most cases. But it's interesting how branding and marketing have taken a whole new approach to generate value and revenue in different ways. But in step with this, ambiguity with regulation continues. And so it would be nice just to have a cold shower and wake up fresh this coming week. And now into headline of some more of this week's news. This was an updated post on newcomer Eric Newcomer's Substack. Sources say A16Z Sarah Wang will take character.ai board seat. He did a little bit of a mea culpa and incorrectly reported it earlier in the week, but corrected later in the week. We like Eric Newcomer on Substack. In another headline, Coinbase to suspend trading of Binance USD. This is an interesting one, and this article that we have linked to is on theinformation.com. Another headline, Robinhood subpoenaed by SEC over crypto business. Ooh, that's an interesting one. So, going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. Bored Ape Yacht Club creator Yuga Labs reveals first Bitcoin NFT project. It's great that they're moving towards that way. I mean, if they were this successful on Ethereum, why wouldn't they do something on Bitcoin? It just seems like low-hanging fruit. No pun intended as far as being a banana. Another headline, Polygon rolls out zero-knowledge privacy-enhanced identification project. We're big fans of identification projects. TBD with Jack Dorsey's company is working on sovereign identity protocol. And we're just fans of those types of initiatives. We feel that's the foundational layer that's lacking in a lot of things future forward with technology. Visa's head of crypto denies that it's backing away from partnerships. This is a CoinMarketCap.com article. And former FTX engineer director, pleads guilty to criminal charges. This was found on Reuters. Not to be left out, fighting woke AI, Musk recruits team to develop OpenAI rival. This was also an article on theinformation.com. Did you really think after the bonfire at Twitter, he wouldn't also get into AI? Come on, Musk knows he's going to do some more stuff. Another headline, Silvergate stock plunges as bank says it may face DOJ, congressional, and bank regulator inquiries. Ooh, yeah, it's a rough one with Silvergate, and in step with that, another headline, BTC ETH down 5% as Silvergate stampede crashes crypto. This was a CoinMarketCap.com article just a day ago. Today is Saturday, March 4th. We usually don't report on things as the market fluctuation, but this week was a little rough. Gillibrand and Loomis plan revamp crypto bill for April. In the byline, it says the revised version is going to be more detailed when it comes to defining tokens, Senator Gillibrand said. Here's the thing. It's a little bit of a moving target. We talk about that a lot, even in a lot of our intros. So we believe regulation needs to happen. It needs to happen in a way that can be flexible. We're also of the opinion it needs to happen in a way that nothing before it has come. A lot of iteration, as it happens with technology and innovation, drives things forward. But for some reason, the way we do laws can't work in the same way being agile. And we're not exactly sure why, because humans are the ones who have the ability to make these decisions. But it just goes to show you, we all can get in our own way sometimes. Another headline, Ripple Council's advice to crypto firms. Get out of the U.S. SEC Chair Gensler says crypto exchanges may not be qualified custodians. In the byline, just because a crypto trading platform claims to be a qualified custodian doesn't mean that it is, the SEC Chair said. This is going to get rough. This is going to get really rough. It might even be a case where AI gets more regulation before crypto does. Ethereum developers push back Shanghai upgrade to early April. Core developers set date for testnet deployment of March 14th, but mainnet and staked Ether withdrawals will have to wait until April. And in the last bit of news for this week's episode, but definitely not all the news for the week, Democratic senators call on Meta to stop plan to release Metaverse app to teens. Lawmakers criticize Horizon Worlds, cite company's past failure to protect children. That's the market that's actually going to adopt the platform, so that's going to be an interesting take. The age range that they're citing in the article is 13 to 17. If that actually ends up happening, oh my goodness, it's going to be interesting to see how that adoption plan, roadmap, marketing cycle will be for Meta. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Crypto Vibes. If you found value in what we're doing, please share it with others. Who doesn't like to share value? This episode is produced by Vocal Visual. We'd like to thank Good Soup Music for the intro and outro song. This show comes out every Saturday, excluding holidays, but we'll let you know when we're not going to be publishing that week. We are cautiously optimistic and hopefully pessimistic on crypto. Have a great weekend.